These are my three top tips to be a good girl. First, I'd like to acknowledge that there are many different reasons why you might be seeking advice today. Maybe you are directed here by someone else, or maybe you want to try something new, or, as is perfectly natural, you've reached a point of stagnation in your own development. It doesn't really matter why you're here. All that's important is that you've decided to take the next step in your journey. Congratulations! I'm so excited for you. Tip number one. Have pride, not shame. You want to be a good girl, which means you want to please somebody else. And that's a really beautiful thing. You should be proud, because good girls know that there's nothing more divine than pleasing someone else. If you want to be the best that you can be, then you need to be utterly selfless. And that's not easy work. Another reason why being a good girl is something to be proud of. Because sometimes it's really hard to let go of the things that we want and need and desire in order to become the things that somebody else wants and needs and desires. And sometimes the things that somebody else wants, needs and desires are things that we didn't really think we wanted at all. Maybe they make us feel embarrassed. Maybe they make us feel ashamed. And shame isn't useful. That's why the second part of this tip is be shameless. You want to please other people, and the ultimate sign of pleasure is arousal. And so you want to arouse others. You want to make cocks hard and pussies wet. The only measure of success for you is whether you manage to get someone off. And so you're going to need to be shameless. Don't worry about the fact that you're drooling. Don't worry about the little grunts and moans that you make. Don't worry about the fact that you sound like a fucking animal. Don't worry about the things people that you know might say if they saw you right now. Don't worry about the fact that your body is changing. Don't worry about the fact that you didn't want to look this way. Don't worry about the fact that you've got 7 master's degrees and you've got a high-flying job and there are all these other things in your life that you want to achieve that you're not doing because you're sitting here fucking yourself like a slut. Don't worry about any of those things. It doesn't matter, because all that matters is that you get other people off. Good girl. Such a good girl. If you're not already, why don't you touch yourself? You don't need to be ashamed. You can be shameless. You can be shameless and proud. Tip number 2. Be a useful object. Let's be real. If people want to get off, there are lots of places that they can go to do it. There are lots of toys they can use to maximize their own pleasure. You need to show that you are worth it. You need to show what makes you different from the other objects that people can use in order to get off. And what's unique about you is that you are self-maintaining. You are perfectly customizable. You just need to be told what you need to be and how you should behave and what you need to say. And then you can take care of all of that. They don't need to do anything. You can train yourself and maintain yourself and change yourself to be exactly what they want. So you need to play to that. It's your greatest strength. Being a good girl like this takes hard work and practice. You need to make the effort to find out what it is that makes you the most pleasing, and then you need to set aside the time to become those things. You exist to bring pleasure. You exist to be fucked. And you can be fucked in lots of different ways. You can be fucked in your holes, which you can train and stretch. And you can also be fucked in your mind, which you should keep blank and empty and ready to be taken. You need to make yourself weak. That's a really important part of your maintenance. And whilst you're weak and trained and stretched and available to be fucked, you need to make sure that you let people know that you are a pleasing good girl. You need to let them know that you are useful to them. And the way that you can do that is making sure that you display yourself in any way that you can. Let people know that you are a good girl, that you exist for pleasure, that you obey. Let people know that you can make them feel really, really good. Keep yourself weak.
yourself. Brainwashed. I'm brainwashed and blank. I exist for pleasure. I am brainwashed and blank. I exist for pleasure. I am brainwashed, blank. I exist for pleasure. I am brainwashed and blank. I exist for pleasure. I'm brainwashed and blank. I exist for pleasure. I am brainwashed and blank. I exist for pleasure. I am brainwashed and blank. I exist for pleasure. I am brainwashed and blank. I exist for pleasure. I'm brainwashed and blank. I exist for pleasure. I am brainwashed and blank. I exist for pleasure. Good girls don't come. Tip number 3, give up your orgasms. You should know by now that edging is one of the very best ways that you can be useful. Edging keeps you wanting. It keeps you desperate. And when you're desperate, you're weak. And when you're weak, you're willing. And you're much more able to change yourself to be pleasing. And that makes you useful. Edging helps support both your shamelessness and your usefulness. It underpins all of the things that help you to be the very best good girl that you can be. And so, really, that's why this third tip is one of the most important, because it helps to underpin everything else. Give up your orgasms. Give them to somebody else. You don't decide when you come anymore. You don't ever need to come again. Your job is to please other people. You don't get to come. You just get to be controlled by your need to come. That's your place. If you're serious about being the very best good girl that you can be, then that's the next thing you need to do. That's the next step. And it's all right. I know it seems like a really daunting thing to do, but actually it becomes really, really easy. Why don't we start now? Why don't we do it together? Take your favorite toy. Get yourself into your favorite position. And make yourself feel really, really good. You should feel really, really good. You should feel really, really proud of taking the next step of becoming a good girl. Doesn't it feel good? Doesn't it feel really good to be a good girl? Don't you want this feeling to last forever? Get yourself to the edge, good girl. Fuck yourself. Fuck yourself weak. Good girl. Are you on the edge? Fuck. Are you on the edge? You've got a choice. You've got a choice. You can come if you want.
okay if you decide to come. Oh, it's okay if you decide to come. Oh, if you're too weak right now, that's okay. You can try again. You should be proud anyway. But if you deny yourself, yeah, you can deny yourself with me. Are you ready? Good girls don't come. Good girls don't come.
Did you do it? Did you come? Or did you bring yourself to the edge and deny yourself like a good girl? Did you choose edging? Good. Now it's on you. Good girl.